You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government's COVID-19 mental health package has funded a range of youth-focused mental well-being tools and resources in Aotearoa. One of the projects funded is Aroha, a chatbot designed to help young people cope with stress caused by the pandemic. I talked to Dr. Carolina Stasiak, a senior lecturer in psychological medicine at the University of Auckland, about Aroha and why it is important to provide young people and rangatahi with positive coping strategies.
So Aroha is a chatbot that our team have designed in the original lockdown 2020 last year. By chatbot we mean it's an automated digital tool that we designed to support young people to cope with stress. And originally, as we went into lockdown, everything was very, very uncertain, and there was a lot of anxiety and worry, and we recognised that young people in particular need information that's designed to be kind of really easy to access and brief and kind of written in a way that they can understand. And having it designed as a chatbot means that it feels conversational. It feels, instead of reading a pamphlet or instead of having to dig up the information online, it comes in little chunks and you can kind of ask questions and get little answers, and it feels like you're chatting to someone.
And what is unique about mental health support for young people over that of other age groups?
Well, young people are underserved by our mental health services, and they also have unique needs. There is a little bit of, we're still fighting with the stigma around mental health, and young people may particularly feel like they don't really know who to go to and how to ask for help. There is also a little bit of not wanting to talk to a stranger about things that feel private. It takes time to build that trust with someone. And of course, as we were also, again, the context of this being COVID-related situation, we were all in our little bubbles at home, so it was particularly hard to reach out for help.
So did you design the chatbot then with the effects of COVID-19 and restricted face-to-face communication in mind?
Absolutely, we did. So that was our number one priority, as to how to get in touch with young people, how to give them some useful tips and resources they can use while being obviously physically separated from the sort of community, if we all had to be at home, but how to stay socially connected to each other, to helpful services, to their families, to the community where they have some support.
And why is it particularly important to provide mental health support for young people during a pandemic?
Well, I think it's important that everybody has that support. That times are strange. We have since and during lockdown as well have talked to young people about their experiences, and they are unique in terms of being young means wanting to socialise, have peer interactions, going to school is an important part of your routine, and then suddenly having all of that sort of ripped from underneath your feet can feel quite frightening and a bit of, it's been new for everybody, but particularly new for young people. So we wanted to respond to that.
And what does the te reo name Aroha represent in context of this chatbot?
Oh, great question. So Aroha is obviously, we know Aroha is sort of a digital rangatahi, young woman who is sort of the face of the tool. And you get to sort of see what she looks like, and she sort of looks like a young teenage girl. Aroha obviously means love and kindness, and it's quite fitting given the sort of underlying message that came from our Prime Minister about be kind and taking it sort of easy on yourself and others. And Aroha also has got a meaning around Aro and Ha being the essence of life, the breath of the sort of the spirit. So there's sort of multiple meanings that it sort of beautifully kind of corresponds to Aroha in Te Reo.
And the app really incorporates Te Reo and Te Kāna Māori. Why is providing rangatahi with mental health resources important?
So I need to credit my colleagues here. So the Aroha was created curated by two researchers, Associate Professor Sarah Hetrick and our colleague Tanya Cargo. And Tanya is a Māori clinical psychologist, and in our team and everything that we do, we have a strong bicultural framework, and it is really, really important to address the inequities that exist in provision of health and mental health services to young Māori irangatahi. That is something that we are very, very conscious of in all of our work. And so when we work with schools, we try to form partnerships with schools in South Auckland, where there are large proportions of Māori and Pacifica young people. And if it doesn't work for them, it doesn't work for everybody else.
And what research was involved in developing the chatbot, and were there partnerships with Māori in developing it?
Oh, great. So this has been actually sort of a line of work that our team has been engaged in for some time, led by Sally Mary, who's a professor of child and adolescent psychiatry. That's funded through the Better Start at Te Puerea, which is one of the national science challenges. That work has always been in partnership with Māori in terms of researchers and communities, schools. And the work for Aroha has actually come from a project which is a chatbot for wellbeing. So it's called Headstrong, and we've been in the middle of doing research trials, as we do, because that's kind of part of our mahi. And then COVID hit, and it was, I guess, sort of an opportunity, but through the crisis that we were facing, to respond to this particular need to provide young people with stress tips.
And how does chatting with Aroha work?
Okay, so Aroha works on Facebook, Facebook Messenger. We are in the process of designing a tool that will be a native app, but at the moment it's on Facebook Messenger, which is because that's where we know a lot of young people still kind of spend a lot of their time. So we're going to where young people are. And essentially you start by getting to know Aroha. She introduces herself. She makes it very clear that she's not a real human. She's a chatbot. She's a software program designed by researchers. You, as the young person, get to introduce yourself. There's kind of an exchange of a sort of selfies. Aroha shows you what she looks like. And then Aroha asks you to rate your stress. That gives us an idea of where the young people are. We have then a range of different sort of tips, strategies, kind of cool little kind of games, relaxation tips, and mindfulness recordings you can listen to. And you get to pick what you do. And you can just do it as a one-off. You can spend 5 minutes, you can spend half an hour on Aroha. You can come back if you want to. But we also hope that young people will kind of be able to use it however they want to. So there's a lot of choices within it.
Mm. And just what restrictions did you face when you were developing the chatbot, especially when it comes to providing mental health resources to young people and making those safe?
Well, first of all, restriction was being we're all working on Zoom. we spent a number of days and weekends sort of communicating on Zoom. We had technical people who were obviously very, very important to the designing the tool, programming the software, and we were all working in our individual bubbles. So that was kind of one big restriction. The next one is, you know, once you develop something like that, you need to let people know about it. And so we started talking to, again, via Zoom and other digital communications with schools and with people like the Mental Health Foundation and with the Ministry of Health, who all were very, very positive and very supportive of our work. The technique And the strategies that Aroha uses are obviously based on what we know as evidence for supporting young people our very, very good experienced clinicians, psychologists that we work with kind of provided some advice along the way as well.
And other than Facebook, where can people follow Aroha?
Oh, great question. So Aroha lives on the internet in the worldwide web and it's tiny.cc/aroha. The tool is still under, we being part of the University of Auckland, we are collecting evidence, we are collecting feedback. So we're very, very, very keen for everybody who might want to just check it out to go on, register to use it. It only takes a couple of minutes to sort of go through our registration. It is open to pretty much anyone in New Zealand. It's designed for people 13 to 24, but anyone can use it. You can be over 24. It doesn't really matter. We are keen to collect your feedback, and we are also very much invested in kind of continuous iteration and improvement. So over the summer, I had a summer student, Annie, shout out, who collected some feedback from university students to give us some extra sort of tips. You can also follow Aroha on Instagram if you don't want to necessarily use Aroha, but you want to find out more. So it's @meet_Aroha. And we also kind of talking to young people using kind of social media because we know that's the right channel to use.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.